You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Good morning. This is your wake-up alarm. 3, 2, 1.
Ace. TJ. Riggins. Alexis. Tech D. Rob.
Every day.
This is Ace and TJ 5G.
Hello.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
We got us a situation.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Sorry, Riggins. I just offended Riggins already. Because I said chess is just as nerdy as the board games that Rob plays, like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. Riggins says it's not, because he likes to play chess.
No, I mean, there's it's not a comparison.
How is it not?
Chess is not, I don't know. It's just, nothing about it seems nerdy. It seems very...
Really?
No.
I think it depends on how seriously you take the chess.
Hang on a second, Rob. So you don't think people sitting around in the park playing chess and hitting the little stopper thing...
No,
those aren't nerdy people doing that?
Not at all. Those are probably the smartest people in our society.
Well, nerds are the smartest people in our society. I'm not saying it's not smart.
Not really.
But I mean, look at the Amazon fella, and who's running the world now? All these nerds, these smart nerds. Facebook and them.
You know? Elon.
Facebook and them.
Yeah, all them Facebooks.
Hello, Facebook, Google, Amazon.
But, I mean, you're pretending to be in a kingdom. No, just like in Dungeons and Dragons.
That's exactly the difference. You're not pretending to do anything when you play
my knight.
Chess.
This is my knight. This is my queen. This is my, you know. It's basically the same. I bet you Dungeons and Dragons was a spinoff of chess.
Oh my god.
I don't know enough about Dungeons and Dragons, but
or any of those kingdom games.
I don't think in chess you're pretending. That's just the name of the pieces. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're pretending to be in the chessboard or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll believe what you want, and then I'll believe the right way. But
yeah, it's fine. I think we're okay with that.
I'm not gonna. It's not gonna keep me up at night.
I would also say,
yeah, not gonna give it a second thought once we leave here today, are we?
Oh yeah, I bet he will. Though he'll get drunk later and start thinking about it, like he did the whole Philadelphia cheesecake sandwich, cheesesteak sandwich thing.
You're right, TJ. You are right.
Whether that's a sandwich or not. Or if you say sandwich.
Yeah. But I bet you that these games that Rob plays, these board games, some of them are more difficult than chess is.
Oh, I have no doubt. I believe that 100%.
No, to be great at chess is a lifetime
of practice. Is a cool person that is a chess champion?
I don't know enough about chess champions. I know
Burt Reynolds ain't no chess champion. He never was. That's coolest SOB ever walked planet Earth. Oh, Sam Burt Reynolds. You don't see Burt Reynolds playing no chess.
Yeah.
You didn't see him taking a break on Smokey and the Bandit and say, hey, I got a chess tournament in the park.
You don't see Ryan Reynolds playing no chess. He's the modern day Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, right.
Vin Diesel don't play no chess.
Well,
Vin Diesel does play D&D.
I know.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's a nerd in real life.
There's a great video. The top guy now, his name is Magnus Carlsen. He's from Sweden, maybe.
But no, he sounds real cool.
He's on a show with Bill Gates, who's widely regarded as one of the smartest people probably of, you know, our time. Bill Gates says, oh, let's play chess. And they put the board out, and it's within 15 seconds. Magnus, the biggest guy in chess, checkmates him instantly. So if you think Bill Gates is the smartest person, like the biggest nerd, he is beyond that.
Right.
In terms of intelligence.
Okay. But I've never said nerds aren't intelligent. But nerds are nerds. They're not cool.
Okay, so well, chess, you want to talk about
a nerd,
cool?
Chess is a nerd game. You just said Bill Gates, smartest person, he likes chess. And this guy is smarter than Bill Gates.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying the nerd factor of it.
Okay, so you want to have a conversation about cool nerds?
No, just is it nerdy or is it cool? It's okay, nerdy.
Well, of course it's not cool.
Okay, well then it's nerdy. There are only two categories.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a ridiculous argument. I don't know why I'm taking the bait this early.
Let's find out what's trending.
This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
I should have never done that with you.
I mean, I was like, why is he still talking?
Now he's all worked up. He just got him all flustered.
So he will be thinking about it after the show today.
It's okay, Riggy.
It's such a ridiculous argument. But I take the bait every time.
Every time.
He's talking about Burt Reynolds. I'm like trying to make like a.
But then when you said Magnus,
argument.
You lost him.
Yeah. You know, the cool guy Magnus.
That's a sweet name. Are you kidding me?
I think Magnus is a good
name.
Great name.
It's a strong name.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, this is kind of nerdy.
Okay.
Have you seen the pictures of this Tesla four-wheeler? That's what you guys call them. They call it ATV, but I'm pretty sure you guys call them four-wheeler.
That's correct.
I have to see the picture of it, though.
It kind of looks like the Cybertruck that they announced a couple years ago.
That's four-wheeler.
That's four-wheeler. Yeah, it's for kids. $1,900. It only goes 10 miles an hour, though.
Oh, what?
You get out of here with that.
So Tesla's whole thing is that it goes from like 0 to 60 in 2.7 seconds. I get it's for kids, but come on. Yeah. I don't know. 10 miles an hour does not seem very fast or very quick.
I don't know.
That's a bummer.
But a four-wheeler wouldn't go that much faster. Four-wheelers are more known for power, like going through the woods and things like that.
You're not flying on them.
Right. Now, there are some that are built for speed, and they do go faster. And then the regular ones do go faster than 10 miles per hour. But for little kids, I don't know. I can't see in today's, you know, woke bubble wrap society, you know, Mr. Tesla throwing something out there that people are going to say is dangerous. He's killing the children.
Well, you know, it's up for sale now.
I like that.
I do like it too. Looking. But imagine you come out with your friends in that thing and everybody's like, oh my God, that looks like it's going to go super fast. And you're just like,
right, you're doing 10 miles an hour.
Like a power wheel.
What a waste of time.
Exactly.
Yeah. You can buy it now. He can't guarantee that it'll be at your house by Christmas, though. Right. So,
but can you put a rack on the back of it to put your deer and drag it out of the woods, haul it out of the woods?
No, I haven't.
And then it's not made like a real four wheeler is made. Then
how much torque are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't get that far into it, but
and it's electric.
Yeah, it uses a lithium ion battery. Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have to explain that to you?
I know about lithium.
You know about lithium.
I know about lithium.
Alec Baldwin did that sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos last night. He was crying.
George was?
No, Alec Baldwin was crying. Yeah. He said she was somebody who was admired, and we have clips of that?
Yeah, he tried to explain how this actually happened.
Now, in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. And I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. So I take the gun and I start to cock the gun. I'm not going to pull the trigger. I said, do you see that? She goes, well, just cheat it down and tilt it down a little bit like that. And I cock the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
So you have this Colt 45. You just pulled
the hammer as far back as I could without cocking the actual
gun. And you're holding on to the hammer.
I'm holding that. I'm just showing. I go, how about that? Does that work? Do you see that? Do you see that? You see that? She goes, yeah, that's good. I let go of the hammer. Bang, the gun goes off.
Yeah, so, and gun experts are saying that that's not possible.
I don't know anything about guns. I thought, can a gun fire just by pulling back the hammer?
Yes.
It can.
Yeah.
Without pulling the trigger?
Yeah. I've always thought so. I mean, I haven't had a lot of experience with revolvers, but they always say if you can pull it back and then it goes back far enough and then snap it back, it will engage the bullet.
Well, think about
when you see like the old school, like
yes, pow, 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 and remember yeah. pow, 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 they're right. doing an old school Western.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like the shootout. They pull. They don't use the trigger. They pull and slap their hand across. The hand comes across the hammer of the gun.
But in that, he says, "I pulled it back as far as I could get it without cocking it." So something can't be right there, or he's mistaken, right? if you didn't cock it.
It would seem that way.
And he says he's doing it for her so that he can show her on the camera, you know, does this work for you? And she says, cheat it down a little bit, which means kind of aim it down so the camera can get a shot at it. And but he seems devastated, but obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
But he said, you know, I don't feel guilty for it. If I did feel guilty, I'd probably kill myself. So,
well, he shouldn't. Shocking. He shouldn't feel guilty for it because it was an accident.
I mean, if it turns out to be an accident, they're still investigating it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he obviously wasn't. His goal wasn't to shoot and kill someone,
right? And he says he's got a movie lined up in January. He said, I don't really care about acting anymore, but I've got a movie lined up. I asked the producers, do you want me to bow out? And they said no. So he is on schedule to film a movie in, you know, next month, and we'll see if he follows through and does it. But it's a pretty shocking video coming out of that. So that's what's now trending.
Imagine it's your wedding day, and the worst possible thing happens. Then it gets worse. Oh, and then the ultimate insult added to that. There is an unbelievable story of a bride who, what's the worst thing? You pass out at the altar. And then it just continues to get worse for her after she passes out. It is shocking. It is the thing you'll be talking about the rest of the day. We'll get to it next.
Take your funniest friends with you 24/7 with the Ace and TJ podcast and share on social media. Subscribe for free now at iTunes. Search for Ace and TJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Show.
Every bride wants the perfect wedding. I mean, every bride wants the day to be perfect. It's her day, the day she's waited her entire life for in most cases. But most would just settle for it to not be a total disaster. There is a woman who's going viral. It's a story from Florida. She's gone viral on TikTok. Oh, it's such a disaster, it actually just becomes hilarious at some point. So let's start with the fact that she and her now husband were exchanging vows under a gazebo when she passed out. She wasn't drunk. She just hadn't eaten all day. It was hot out. She was dehydrated. So you would think that's the worst thing that could happen. Well, it's not, because things got worse. Then they got more worse. This is her TikTok. It's a little long. She tells the story about dehydrating in the beginning, but what you're listening for is what happens at the very end of the story.
So basically, it was just because I was super dehydrated and I hadn't drank or ate anything all day. It was also Florida, and it was so hot and humid that day. Like, we were drenched. I'm also prone just to, like, passing out. My doctor says I have low blood pressure and low iron, so I guess I was just doomed from the start. The funniest part of the story, I think. So after I, like, kind of, like, passed out, which wasn't, like, a full pass out because, you know, I was just kind of, like, blacking out. I didn't even know how to explain it. But anyway, so I ran over, and luckily I wasn't really throwing up too much just because there was, like, nothing in my stomach.
All right.
Anyway, my sister had a fan on my baby nephew, so she came over to me to put that fan on me, and as she's holding my nephew, he starts pooping, and the poop goes down her arm onto my dress. So I'm scared to tell my nephew's wedding someday.
Think about that. First she passes out. Her husband catches her. And then she says, I'm going to be sick. And so they help her over off the gazebo. And luckily, the video that they have of the wedding doesn't capture it. They turn the camera or whatever. So she's then throwing up in front of all of her guests off the back of this gazebo. And as her sister runs over to help her to try to put a fan on her, her nephew poops and it gets all over her while she's throwing up. And everybody's sitting there watching this entire escapade. So in the matter of a couple of seconds, she passed out at her wedding, then threw up in front of everybody, then was pooped on by her nephew in front of everybody.
Did she say she was prone to passing out?
Yes.
Yeah, she has,
oh my gosh.
Like low iron and low blood sugar.
Yeah.
Like like.
So she did go and get the dress dry cleaned. They came back later and did all the wedding photos days later, redid everything.
that dry cleaner was like, what happened? There's vomit. Yeah. There is poop. There is
throw up a little bit.
You know, yeah, like you must have been hammered. Nope, wasn't hammered at all.
We'll see what we can do.
Poor girl.
You got a Tide pen back there?
How much worse can that get, though? It's every single thing just going wrong all at one time, one right after the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the Lord kept saying to me, I'm sending you this sign, sending you that sign. You ought to be getting married in a church.
Not under a gazebo.
Not under a gazebo. Whatever.
And there's a great video that's going viral of a quick-thinking Amazon driver. Amazon driver comes up to the door. They have a Ring doorbell. They also have a note on the door that just that says, if you are bringing a package, hide it. Mm. The wife wants the package hidden from the husband because she's getting things for Christmas. And as the Amazon driver approaches, suddenly he hears the man inside the house talking to him on the Ring doorbell.
Right. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Got a package?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No, I'm just here to tell you about the historic gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh.
The guy tells him no thanks, and he goes away. But you hear that, Paul? Do you have a package? No. I'm here to tell you about the gospel of Jesus Christ. No thanks. Okay, man. See you later.
All right, take care. That was cool of him to try to, you know, hide it from him.
Yeah. I just hate that the husband was so quick to dismiss that conversation.
Yeah. No.
I mean, he may get a surprise for Christmas, but he may get a bigger surprise when he dies.
Yeah, and that fire and like a hail.
End up down there with that pitchfork poking him in that. So you should listen to the Amazon driver.
What is something in life that you believed for a long time to be true until you learned you were unbelievably wrong? Next.
Are your funniest friends and worth sharing. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I've always said one of the fun things about doing this for a living is that things can change on the spur of the moment. We gotta share something with you real quick. We do something on the show called Breaking and Entering Christmas, and it is to remain totally anonymous. People nominate other families, not their own. And we do two a year. We did the first installment of Breaking and Entering Christmas on Wednesday, and we helped out a family who everything was going great for them. They have three kids. Mom and dad were doing great. Everything was great until August, the end of August, when they found out that their four-year-old has a rare blood disease and needs a bone marrow transplant to save her life. They've been in the hospital 10 times since the end of August, and they go back and forth twice a week to the hospital to get treatments for their four-year-old daughter. And this is what keeps her alive. And it's been an incredible financial strain on them, as you can imagine, not to mention just the worry about trying to find a way to save their daughter's life. Well, the family doesn't really know who provided everything, apparently, but the lady who nominated them, they did know that she was involved somehow. And Alexis, they sent her an email that the nominator has shared with us,
correct?
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Just just a little feel good from what you, the radio family, have helped us accomplish through our charity Peyton's Promise.
I know it's to remain a secret who you are, but to everyone who was involved in this, thank you. Thank you for making my family's Christmas. This has been really rough on us, and with everything you did, I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off of me. I honestly feel now my baby's going to get better soon. God used you to show me he still has us and he's still taking care of us. The smiles you were able to put on my children's faces, I have no words. From the clothes, the gifts, the food, everything was amazing and perfect. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh. What a great line that she now believes that that child's going to get better because, you know, the radio family has helped show her that somebody cares for her, that God still got them. So we just wanted to share that because it's just a little thing. If you've given a dollar to Peyton's Promise and all of our great sponsors that have supported Breaking and Entering Christmas this year, and if you've donated to Breaking and Entering Christmas through Peyton's Promise like so many people have, you know, your little bit went a long way. The next installment of Breaking and Entering Christmas is coming up Wednesday morning on the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah, it's always, all the years that we've done Breaking and Entering Christmas, it's always, you know, supposed to be kept from the family who was responsible for breaking in the house and leaving all of the stuff. But Alexis, if you will be so kind as to write the nominator back and tell her that I don't mind at all if the lady knows I was involved.
Get out of here, boy.
Why?
Because she needs to know.
Oh, my, okay.
You know, right. I'm sure that would thrill her even more.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it would.
Sure.
Oh, my God. TJ was involved with this? He knows who I am? Yeah.
That's a Christmas miracle.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, somebody needs to come down the chimney with that news.
I love that. I ran across this online last night. I forgot to, I think I was on Reddit. I'm not certain. But I just started copy and pasting parts. I think it's hilarious. Things you thought were real, but aren't. Things you thought that were true, but aren't. For example, somebody said, I don't know where I got this from. But for some reason, I thought that Abraham Lincoln was George Washington's son. It's like, well, they have different names, among other things. Until a couple of years ago, I thought that a foghorn literally blew the fog out of your way.
Which would make sense.
Cool. It's like when I was a kid, I would watch football, and they would say, oh, they pulled them off sides, and I never could grasp, like, they would show a replay, and I never got the fact as a young kid, oh, that's just a term. Yeah. Like I never saw anybody, like I didn't see him reach across and grab him and pull him off sides. I don't know what that means.
I have one that happened this week.
What?
I have always thought for years and years, somebody told me that when somebody tries to sue Walmart, that Walmart will never settle with them. You know, like if it's an accident, like right. I fell inside of a Walmart and I'm suing you, that Walmart will never settle a personal injury type thing. They'll always go to court with it. But we have an attorney friend, and I don't know, should I say who he is and all that, because I don't know the privacy of the cases and all, but he said that's not true because he's a personal injury attorney, and Walmart has settled several cases that he's
really
been involved with, yeah.
Because I've always believed that because mm-hmm. that's what you've always told me.
I've led you astray.
I know.
You'd be lying.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you lying?
Yeah. So
I still don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, who is he?
Right.
What have you thought was real but wasn't? You thought it was true, but it could be something that your parents told you that turned out to be a complete lie, or it could be some fact or thought that you're smiling like you have one, Alexis.
Yeah, I do. my mom used to tell me that the water towers were filled with rice and beans.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why she would tell me that, but I remember every time we'd pass by, she's like, you know those things are filled with rice and beans. Okay.
How old were you before you figured out they weren't? There were water towers.
Probably like 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah, she said that a few times before, and I was like, what? What was going on?
Hey, your mom would just like to mess with you.
Yeah. So hit us up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can DM us if you want to remain anonymous if you're really embarrassed by it. But something you thought was real, you thought was true, but wasn't.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're dumb. These things that you thought were true but weren't. They're funny, though. From our Facebook page, Kara says, I've always read the flags, POWMIA, and wondered who Mia was. But I was already 25 at this point, so I didn't want to ask. I finally learned last year what the acronym stands for.
Mia.
So she was 25 and didn't know the POW, prisoner of war, MIA, missing in action?
I don't know if that doesn't make her dumb, Ace. You just said that. You're acting like you're so shocked by that. That would have...
I didn't say it made her dumb. I didn't say it would make her dumb. I just said it. I was surprised.
That somebody how could be that dumb.
Prisoner of war Mia? And she just thought Mia was... all the flags were for one prisoner of war named Mia?
Or maybe she thought it just meant pal Mia. Like that was
pow.
No, right. like that could be somebody's, you know, first and last name.
Yeah.
Palmia. Yeah.
From Twitter, my mom would tell me that if I scratched my belly button, I could die because I was always putting my finger in it. I believed that crap until I was a junior in high school. My teacher told me it wasn't true.
I put my finger in my belly button a lot.
It's what I do.
I do it a lot.
I think this one's kind of common. Cindy says, when I was a kid listening to the radio, I thought the people singing were at the radio station.
They used to be.
What do you
there
mean?
There was a time when they were. You know, a lot of radio in the old days was live music, and they had recordings, like what would look like a recording studio, and they would say, oh, now we're going to hear another one from, you know, whoever, and they would just play, the band would play in the other room.
Oh, that's dope.
That is dope.
This lady said
that's what they called it back then, too. Hey, that's another dope track.
From the Ronettes.
I tell you.
This lady said, I am now a nurse. And I'm not dumb, but during nursing school, I asked an instructor, at what age do you stop shedding your birthday skin? Because my mom used to tell me that every year you get new skin on your birthday.
Why would her mom do that?
What are you talking about?
She said that in nursing school?
Yeah.
They were like,
I wonder if her mom was explaining wrinkles or something.
Like what?
Yeah.
You know, like, mom got some new skin. I had a birthday. I'm getting new skin.
Emily said, this is going to make me sound really dumb, but I thought pickles grew on trees. I was 18 when I figured out they were actually cucumbers.
Figured it out. Nobody told her. She figured it out.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I don't know how she figured it out.
No,
but
that's cool.
It's a pickle tree. She finally did. My mom always told me that new freckles were angel kisses. I was 16 when my daddy died, and I got a new freckle, and I was so happy that I got an angel kiss. I was 17 when she told me they were just freckles, not kisses. I cried so hard. That is sad.
17?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, I didn't have TV. That's what I always chalk things up with people who don't know things.
TV?
It's because they must not have watched TV because everything I know came from watching TV.
Yeah. Baby, things are going to get a lot harder.
So none of these people had television because you knew all this stuff, TJ, and you learned it all from TV.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents never taught you anything. It all came from television.
Yep. Well, secondhand, if I got it from them, they learned it from TV.
Oh, everybody learned it from TV.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
We're going to do the Week in Review next.
Oh.
Very exciting. Very exciting. And we'll do that in less than 10 minutes.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.